Welcome back to Match Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Very briefly, before I go right to the lines, before I respond to Jesse, here's my view. Jesse was describing what's called Pascal's wager about whether there's a God or not a God. I believe in God myself, and I have enormous respect for people of faith. And they're in both parties, and not just in one party. And so we believe in the separation of church and state. But the truth is that everything in our Constitution that we hold dear, like equal protection, due process, and so forth, can ultimately be traced through the Enlightenment to the Judeo-Christian tradition itself, which is the basis of Western civilization, and culminated in the most marvelous discovery at all, is that religion should have no part in politics. There should be separation of church and state. That is unique to Western civilization. So, anyway, those are my views. We're going to the line. CJ of Stoughton, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Matt, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for clarifying that. And, you know, I think we want the same thing, just different ways how to get there. That's the way I believe. You said you aren't, you don't know history, or you're not woke till you know history. Well, I'm going to take you back to 1981. We've now tied or higher inflation that our former worst president, Jimmy Carter, we've now reached that pinnacle. And we're living in a Democrat world, Matt, and the jaw-dropping inflation rate. If this is success to your callers, I'd hate to see failure, because this is a Democrat, progressive, liberal world, and this is the ultimate failure. Name something: border, groceries, China, Taiwan, gas, energy, COVID, supply chain. Where's the success? Name something, Matt, for me that you're happy with this president on.
Yeah, I am. Listen, CJ, always appreciate your call. I never agree with you, but that's the way it is. I mean, here's the deal. Let's take a look at everything you just said. Joe Biden put in, and Trump before him, a multi-trillion dollar rescue package. That was the Republicans that put it in, by the way, under Trump. And then Biden put in another one. If we had not done that, people are laid off from work, businesses would have closed down. This is a matter of saving the patient. It was essential to do it. The debt service on that is minuscule, because the rate on treasuries was under 1%. Absolutely necessary. When you put money into an economy, when it's under that kind of attack, money circulates at least three times, maybe four times. You get money, say, from the government because you got laid off, or the government needs to make sure that you don't get laid off. You're going to buy food and clothing with it. The people who get your money are going to pay taxes on that. Then they're going to turn around, pay their rent, and buy a car. And the guy that gets that money is going to pay taxes and turn around and use it. The circulation of money in society is like blood in your body. You can easily lower your blood pressure by draining all the blood out of your body. The problem is you die. You don't want high blood pressure. You don't want lots of inflation. But momentarily, you have to keep the blood supply. Right now, wages are up. Walmart is paying first year truckers $110,000 a year. Some companies are, as their minimum wage, are offering $25 an hour, not 15, 25. That's inflationary, because they're going to, those expenses are going to be passed on in prices. So what, you want truckers to end up making $40,000 a year? No. But the other thing is, inflation is going down. It's going down dramatically. Yes, it spiked. It's going down. Inflation is going down. And CJ, unemployment is lower than it's been since 1968. That's 54 years? The low. Anybody can get a job. Anybody. Employers are desperate. They advertise on TV. Some give bonuses. Some factories will say, we'll give you a $2,000 bonus. When was the last time that happened? The other thing is, just so you know, a president can have a great deal of effect on an economy, but he does not control the economy. Biden has used the power he has for good purposes, putting in people like Janet Yellen, putting in proposals for expenditures that are important. For instance, the hard infrastructure. There are bridges in this country that were deemed unsafe by engineers and would have to close down. In Minneapolis, one collapsed and killed people during rush hour. There are unsafe ones between Ohio and Kentucky, unsafe ones in Pittsburgh, all around the country. Our interstate highway system has to be maintained. You can have potholes on city streets, which I don't like. But if you have potholes on the interstate highway, you're going to have fatalities. You have to maintain them. You have to maintain them. So that that particular bill, over $1 trillion, maintains, builds, and improves highways. It maintains and improves bridges, airports, and water systems. And 19 Republican senators voted for it, as well as 50 Democrats. So 69% out of the 100 senators voted for it. These are not people that just did that by accident. They thought it was necessary. Now we're involved in a war with Russia and Ukraine. And for the Republican Party, I'm not saying you, but some of their leaders, to attack him, saying that we shouldn't give Zelensky weapons to defend himself from genocide, even though it's the expenditure of some money now. That is ridiculous. That is flat out ridiculous. So the only consequence that you're raising is inflation. And by the way, China threatening Taiwan, they've threatened them for a long time. The January 6th insurrection in particular, but the constant attacks on Joe Biden by Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and the Republican Congress, for instance, 140 or so members of the House of Representatives voted not to certify Joe Biden as president. They don't believe in the peaceful transition of power. Putin and Xi of China see this. They realize it. They realize we're divided. What I would encourage the Republican Party to do is get some leaders to stand up and say, look, we believe in the peaceful transition of power. Biden won, like a guy named Paul Ryan. He's a stand-up guy. He did it in the state. Biden won. Okay, we voted for somebody else, but we believe in the peaceful transition of power. We're united. We're united against Russia. We're united against China. And the old adage that foreign policy disputes stop at the ocean line is back in effect. If a Republican goes to Europe, goes to Asia, goes on a trip, he does not attack his own president on foreign policy. Period. End of story. End of story. That's what we need in the Republican Party. So much of what you are saying is attributable to disunity in this country. Disunity in this country. And there are legitimate political disputes we can have, and we do have them on a lot of issues. But when all said and done, we have got to get back to the notion that we're all Americans. We're all Americans, and we stand tall against external threats. And the external threats are communism in China and North Korea, against Russia, which was a communist country, now it's simply an organized crime country, against jihadist murders in the United States and Europe. We stand united. We're Americans. Well, there's a great show. Great show, everybody. Thanks for calling in. Great callers. A lot more to talk about. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for now.
I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well,